Welcome to the Equestrian Business Podcast, the show that talks about business for equestrians. I'm your host, Rhiannon Amber. I'm a sales and marketing specialist. I've grown my brand from zero to securing contracts worth twice my old annual salaries, and I've been invited to lecture at the UK's leading equine colleges, and I've helped numerous clients all over the world. If you're an equestrian business owner who wants more revenue, more profit, and a better work-life balance in your business, and you're looking for dry, humid, no-nonsense business advice, you're in the right place, regardless of if you're just getting started or whether you've been in the equestrian game for decades and you're a seasoned professional. I'm going to give you the tools, the strategies, the systems, techniques, and a splash of philosophy and sales psychology. I'm going to tell you what you can do to have more fun, a better work-life balance, and more money in your equestrian business. Hello, it is me, your gloriously inconsistent podcast host, Rhiannon Amber, the equestrian business specialist. And today I will be inconsistently talking about consistently posting content for your business to attract you the clients that you want to work with, to market your business effectively, and ultimately to earn you some more money. I don't just want to talk about content here, because obviously content's something that I specialise in, but I also want to talk about all of the different things that you can be doing to increase your own creativity levels, I suppose, and how you can be a little bit more consistent when you just look at your social media account, you're sat looking at your Canva account, you're sat looking at your email list, and you just think, well, what the fuck do I say, to be honest? It's always a good idea to have some content prepared, because it's more than just subject matter. It's more than just sharing tips and adding value, I think, is something that it gets thrown around a lot, doesn't it? All these bloody Instagram sales gurus and unqualified business coaches tell you that you need to add value to your audience. Now, I don't know about you, but I am bored to my back teeth of going onto Instagram and seeing happy ending stories where someone's got the answer for every problem. It's not real and it's not authentic. Sometimes there isn't an answer to a problem. Sometimes you just want to be pissed off about a problem. Like, sometimes there isn't always a solution. And sometimes that authenticity is exactly what your audience craves, and that's what separates you from the rest. Nobody's going on Instagram to look at a Wikipedia page, if you will. It's boring. And plus, there's actual Wikipedia that we can go to for free. So you're not really promoting your services. So that being said, how can you come up with endless content ideas to help you promote your business, to help you market your services, and help you stay relevant? And why should you be posting content regularly? Well, let's dive into that first. You should be posting content regularly and serving your audience regularly so that you stay relevant. It really, really is that simple. If you're not at the forefront of people's minds, if you're not at the top of their social media feed, if you're not consistently just reminding them and saying, hi, I'm here and this is what I do, this is how I can help you, this is the benefits, you're going to fall back into the background, into the noise with everybody else, and you're not going to cut through. There's no point taking to your Instagram account once a week. It really, really is just, you might as well just save yourself the time and not post at all, because it's not serving you. It's not serving your audience. It's not serving your people. Don't post and ghost people. It's not cool. It's 2024 now. We shouldn't be doing this. So I want to be talking about all of the ways that you can use content to better serve yourself and your audience, and how you can be more consistent with it. Now, I'm not going to stand here and pretend that it's always smooth sailing for me, because it's not. I have had one of those weeks where, one, I've been ridiculously busy. In fact, this year, I have been so busy. But another one of those weeks where I've been really, really busy and I haven't got around to creating as much content as I usually would like to put out. And then when I've sat down, I've procrastinated and I've literally just smacked my head into the wall and gone, I don't know what to talk about. And that's a strange one for me because I have always been of the firm belief that if you can't wake up every single day and say at least 5 minutes and talk for at least 5 minutes about your area of expertise, do you actually deserve the title expert? And I'm a firm believer in that, and I will stand by that, and I will die on that hill. But that doesn't mean that you don't run out of inspiration and you don't doubt yourself, and it's usually a little bit of a mindset thing. So I found myself literally just coming to sit down at my desk and just going, what can I say? What can I say that I've not already talked about before? What can I say that's new, interesting? What can I teach people? And then I stopped and I was like, it's one of those times where I need to consult with myself. If one of my clients came to me and told me all of that, what would I say? And here's some free guidance, some free mentoring. And I'll take you through exactly what I did tell myself to bust this problem. So it's not that I don't know about my topics, my areas of expertise. It's that I was feeling a little bit flat on the old inspiration. I don't know how to frame it. I don't know what's a new way to capture attention, how I can take something that I've said before and reword it so that I don't sound, one, boring and repetitive, and two, frame it in a way that might capture the minds of new people who've maybe never heard of me before. And then also, I stopped and thought, well, actually, do I need to change anything? Do I need to change what's already working? I know my marketing works. It works for me. It works for all of my clients. It's tried and tested. I've done it numerous times. And I've had a little burst of followers. So, humble brag, I have gone from, I think it's like 700 followers that I had 2 weeks ago to 1,037 followers. Check me out. I'm basically an A-list celebrity these days. Obviously, joking, taking the piss there. But because I've acquired quite a lot of new people, that means that there's new eyes on my content. People who've never heard me talk about the things that I spoke about 3 months ago. They've not heard me talk about the things that I spoke about 6 months ago. And they certainly haven't heard me talk about the things that I was talking about last year. So surely it's time for me to dig deep into my archives, pull out that content, reuse, repurpose it, and just give it a bit of a facelift. Because my branding, and I'm sure everybody else's does, the style that we write with, the way that you present yourself online, perhaps like the way that you put your images, things like this, it's naturally going to change and evolve over time. Maybe you're going to change your brand colours or something. You don't need to, by the way. I've got a whole episode dedicated to being productive in your business, and changing your brand colours is not one of those productive things. But whatever, maybe you've changed it. You want to give your content a facelift and you can reuse it. Because marketing is essentially repeating the same things over and over and over and over again. But you're doing it in a way that still resonates with people, still adds value. And this is another thing that I said earlier, like I'm so bored of people constantly trying to provide value. How can you bring something to people if all you're constantly doing is lecturing to them? It gets boring after a while, right? So there has to be an element of realism. You have to be able to share your valuable moments. You have to be able to share your vulnerable moments equally. So for me, this episode is just me coming on here to rant about how uninspired I've been feeling this week and what I've done to problem solve that. Now, the first thing that I did to problem solve that was I sat down with my own program, which sounds a little bit conceited, but practice what you preach. I know my method works. Like I said before, it's worked for me, it's worked for my clients, and it's worked in all of the jobs that I've worked in previously where I've applied these methods, where I've learned and refined these marketing methods. So I sat down with my own program and said, right, well, what am I actually selling? What do I want to be focusing on selling for the next few weeks? And once you have clarity on that, you then decide, well, who am I selling it to? So you sit down and you get super crystal clear on exactly who you're selling it to. What are their problems? You get clear on what their frustrations are. You get clear on what they think is holding them back. And if it's different from what's actually holding them back, you get super clear on any misconceptions that they might have. You get super clear on what their feelings and emotions are at the moment. And you get super crystal clear on what their goals are and what they're aiming for. And this in itself will give you a shit ton of content ideas as you sit down and work through it. As you work through all the questions that people have asked you in the last few weeks, those are content ideas. But I'm going to give you my easiest, super, super simple way to work through content quickly, efficiently, and pull up at least 30 ideas for content that you can write down. Now, the most important step that I need you to do is I need you to go and make yourself a coffee, a tea, a hot drink, a juice, a sandwich, whatever it is. I want you to go get yourself a little something. I also want you to go get yourself a big piece of paper and a pen, or your favourite software, or your Word document, whatever it is that you're going to pull up. A spreadsheet, could be whatever you want. And I want you to sit down with your coffee, with your drink, with your snack. And I want you to write out the alphabet from A to Z, or Z if you're my transatlantic friends. And then, without spending too much time, without going into too much thought, because I'll get more into that in a second, I want you to start at A, and I want you to pick a topic or something that relates to your niche, your industry, that starts with the letter A. If nothing springs to mind, don't panic, just go on to the next letter. If you can't think for anything for that one, just go on to the next letter, and then come back to them. Come back to those gaps and fill them in as your brain goes. And then you're going to give yourself permission for each idea to scatter off into the next idea. So maybe you are an equine physio and you get down to P and you've got pole exercises. From there, you might stem off into Cavalletti. You might stem off into circle work. You might then stem off into groundwork exercises. You might stem off into jumping exercises, gymnastic exercises that are going to help and support your horse's muscles and bones and all that fun stuff. But you're going to allow yourself to spiral off. And it is one big, giant, messy brain fart, but it's going to pull ideas out of your head. And I did this morning, and it has helped me to no end. And I thought, you know what? I am going to create a quick podcast and talk about the alphabet method, because I know that this is something that you're going to love this. And it takes maybe 30 minutes of your time, but over the course of a single cup of coffee, you can have 30 content ideas queued and waiting, ready to go, because you're going to know exactly what you're going to put. But first of all, before you dive into the alphabet method, I need you to define your audience. I need you to define exactly what you're selling, who you're selling it to. This has to be your bread and butter of anything that you do in marketing. And that is just a little something that I thought I would share, because it's a hurdle that I've overcome this week. It's something that, like I say, we all have those moments where we've got the self-doubt. We all have those moments where we just think, ugh, what is going on, where we think, I don't know what to post, I don't know what to say, I feel like I've hit a plateau. So, like I say, I took myself through my own program and I came up with the solution. Now, if you are in this kind of mindset and you fancy doing the alphabet exercise and you've got some ideas waiting, but you've got all these ideas for a post, but you're not really sure what you should be saying to prepare your audience for that offer. Because obviously you can't just go from not selling them something to buy this now. There has to be a transitional phase, which is called warming your audience. And it can be kind of hard to know what to say to get people ready, prepared, interested, and open to listening to what you're about to sell them to. Which is something that I covered in my fully booked workbook series, there is an entire book dedicated to how to warm up your audience. If you're thinking, oh gosh, you keep telling me to do market research, but I don't know what market research to do. I don't know what questions to ask. Do I do surveys? What do I even need to be doing? How do I collect this information? I've got a whole workbook dedicated just for that, in understanding your ideal clients, understanding what makes them tick and how to get inside their head. There is a workbook for that that will literally guide you through and coach you through exactly what you need to be doing to understand your audience. And it's self-paced because it's a workbook. You can go through it whenever you want. If you're thinking, oh gosh, I don't know how to stand out from people, I've got some content ideas, but everybody else in my industry is also posting the same kind of stuff. How am I ever going to differentiate myself from these people? I've got a whole workbook for that. It's called How to Use Your Personality to Sell. I've got a workbook that will teach you how to sell on your Instagram stories or your Facebook stories and how to engage people. I've got a workbook that tells you how to send emails to people and what to put in those emails to encourage people to convert. There is a workbook for literally everything, including the one that saved me this week, which is called How to Never Run Out of Content Ideas Again. And you will be delighted to know that you can get your hands on these workbooks, which are a complete marketing course in their own right, for just £67. You can have full access to them, they're yours to keep for life, and you can go back to them and revisit them as many times as you want. You can pick them up and you can apply them to another business if you ever fancy starting another business later on down the line. These books are so adaptable and so, so useful. They will literally make you into a marketing pro on their own. But also, that's not all. So I'm currently offering the Power Hour Plus, which is basically first aid for your marketing. You will get not only in 90 minutes of one-to-one training with me, where you have my eyes on your business, breaking your marketing down into manageable steps so that you know exactly what you're doing. You have a strategy going forward and you will feel confident in your marketing. You will also be able to position yourself as the trusted expert, differentiate yourself from everybody else in your marketing. But that's not all. I'm not just giving you that. Of course not. I'm also giving you a free audit of your social media. So you're going to understand how your social media looks to your target audience, because that's basically what I'm doing. I'm coming in and I'm going to be your target audience because I research them, obviously. And I find out about the demographics and I find out how they're thinking and I find out what their struggles are. I then put myself in their shoes and I look at your Instagram, I look at your Facebook, I look at your website from your ideal client's perspective, and I tell you what they're thinking, what they're feeling, if it's boring them, if it's interesting them, and I tell you why. And then I tell you what you need to change in order to resonate better with your ideal clients and audience. So this is usually done over a video. It's normally about 15 minutes long. And of course, you get a write-up as well. So you get at least 1,500 words from me giving you all of the details, all of the next steps for you to take away. Because a lot of people come into the Power Hour and we do all kinds of stuff and they learn so many things and they think, oh my God, there's no way I can possibly remember all of this. So you get a write-up to take away and look back at and revise for years and years to come. And you'll get access to the workbooks that I was talking about. They're incredibly popular and I will not be offering them free with a Power Hour after June until September and beyond. Do jump at this opportunity because it's not going to be around again until after September. And my books are already starting to fill up in September as well, because that's the time where we get really, really busy looking at all the Black Friday sales, looking at offers, thinking about Christmas. And it's crazy to even think that because we're in April at the moment, so it's crazy to even be thinking about that side of the year. But things are moving fast. If you have any questions, if you're on the fence about any of my offers, if there is anything that I can help you with, if you would like to learn more about it, if you would just like to chat with me in general, you can book yourself a free consultation using the links that I have left in the show notes. You can drop me a message on any social media platform. And I hope that this has helped you pull yourself out of what I call content block. I've had it all week. I had to shuffle it. And it's not about being perfect. It's not about never having these problems again. It's about having a toolkit that can help you navigate these problems, that can help you move through them when you experience them. That's the difference. So if you would like this toolkit, if you would like the skills and the capabilities, if you would like to know how to market your business effectively, drop me a message, let me know. I'd be more than happy to have a chat with you, clear up any questions, and I can't wait to hear from you. As always, you have been delightful for tuning in to the Equestrian Business Podcast, and I have been your host, Rhiannon Amber, the Equestrian Business Specialist.